So my name is Ricardo Vladimir. Pretty much everyone calls me Vlad, so feel free to call me Vlad too. I am the Game Analytics and Data Science team lead at Miniclip. Today I'm going to tell you the story of how Miniclip implemented game analytics, and most important than that, what were the issues that we had, how we overcome it. Okay, so I'll start by the end. I'll tell you who we are inside Miniclip. The data science team, which is mine there on the far right, is part of the business intelligence department. There are six people total. We have two people in analysis in London, one in data engineering, and three in game analytics and data science. And we are looking forward to augment the teams even further, hopefully this year. And what we do is we pick, that number is actually wrong. It's bigger than that now. But more than 750 million daily events from more than 18 million daily active users across 14 games and dozens of data sources. And when I say data sources, I'm talking about, it can be the stores, it can be advertising partners, anything. We pick data from a lot of places and we use that data to offer a number of services inside Miniclip. So the analysis team does all the web analytics, takes care of every analysis for advertising and marketing. The data engineering team takes care of our data lake. So it's this bunch of database clusters and services that are running. And he's our data engineer, actually. He's the guy that takes care of this. So we got all of these streams of data and events, and he puts them in a way that we can all use it. So he does all the ETL. He also integrates with all the APIs that we need, wherever they are. And the data engineering also takes care of whatever machine learning stuff that we do and puts it live so that it can be used in production. And last but not least, my team. We do what we originally did, which is the reporting dashboards across the company, focused mostly on our mobile games. We also run all kinds of ad hoc analysis. We run experiments such as A/B testing and randomized controlled trials, stuff like that. We do a lot of user research, and lately we have been working on data products. Those data products can be interactive applications, which allow the business users to use data that usually are not accessible to them in ways that it would not be possible, or by developing models that then can be used with the data engineering team to do things like detect fraudulent behavior of players in games, or detect if players are going to churn and try to do something about it. Okay, so this is what we do. It just serves as the idea of what have we been able to reach in along this time. Because what I will be doing is I'm going to tell you a story. And that story goes across all the analytics ages at Miniclip. And it's going to tell you in each one of them what we were able to do, also what we were not able to do, and how did we move from where we were to the next stage, and then the next stage, and then the next one. So the Dark Ages, how we level up. So the Dark Ages were in the end of 2012. It was the first time that I was involved in anything that was closely related with analytics at Miniclip. It was the first meeting with some analytics platform, and all we had were vanity metrics. This is really important to understand that vanity metrics are not actionable. Everything that allows us to understand whatever we are doing or our products, but that we cannot act on, they are metrics. They are not analytics. And the way that we did this, and I'll get to exactly what they were. So we had our games with data from the stores, from the App Store and from Google Play and Amazon. And then there were, and we still use these aggregator services. And this would give us install trends, total revenue trends, and product segmentation, being this one particularly relevant because we could see things per product, per country, and also per platform. In our games, we also had the Flurry SDK for advertising, and the Flurry SDK also allows us to check the states of active users, so daily, weekly, monthly, and so on. On Flurry also, back in 2012, we had a bunch of events. We would send everything to Flurry, but since we were sending everything, we really didn't know how to use what was there. So I call it just a bag of events. It was just there, but it wasn't particularly useful. So what we had in the dark ages was product-level reporting. We knew what was happening with the game, but we don't really knew why or how we could improve. So if we had a million downloads, what does that mean? What if it drops? How do we know what's going on? And this is why, and all of these are vanity metrics. And the key point here is that vanity metrics are not actionable. We might want to do something to change them, but just by knowing them, we cannot act on them, okay? So we could not do the really cool stuff that all the big kids were doing, which was like retention and trying to understand user behavior. We had no way of understanding on a user level what was going on. So we could not make any kind of decision based on data. And to solve that, we decided to centralize analytics, so having a central point where we could have this user-level reporting, and that was delegated to the production team. And with it, we entered the data age, and we had a lot of events, and we had a lot of events in one central spot, and we didn't really know how to use them. This is by far the most painful stage that we can go through. This is the time where data will and analytics and whatever metrics we are looking at is going to start telling us that maybe what we believe is wrong, that maybe what we think is right isn't. But we could do a lot of things with it, so we picked all of our games. We instrumented an SDK from a platform called Mixpanel back then, and this would allow us then to have user segmentation for by country. We could have, and this is different from the stores. For instance, I can be in Portugal, and I can have an app store from the United States. So the downloads from the previous age would tell me that I was a player, that I was a download from the United States, when in fact I'm a player from Portugal. Okay, so we could have this user segmentation that was really clear. It was objective, and we knew what the users were doing. We started doing another thing, which is really nice, which is cohort analysis. If any of you have heard about retention, for instance, we are talking about cohort analysis. We could have revenue metrics. So the three main things in terms of revenue, the revenue per user, the revenue per paying user, and the conversion rate. And more important than that, we had all of that into one central location. This was a major step in the organization. We also had a brand new service from our server team, which was an A-B testing service. This A-B testing service would allow us to send just a flag to the user with whatever test we were running, and that flag would also be sent to Mixpanel, which would allow us to segment the users by the test groups that we had in the A-B testing service, which allowed us to have a pretty good understanding of how we were doing whenever we implemented something new. It was a pure case of A-B testing. So at this point in time, we were able to first make data available for anyone in the company that wanted to have access to it. We could make data-driven decisions in the way that we could predict impact of features through the A-B testing. Okay? So at this point in time, we do have analytics. We do understand how something affects the other. The relationship is causal. There was nothing we could do. We were Superman. Superman is nothing compared to us. We were like the king of the world. We could test anything, and we had nice graphics, and they were really neat, or so we thought. Because in October 3rd, 2013, one thing very important happened with Miniclip here in Lisbon. 8-Ball Pool was put as a free game. It was a paid game until that day, 10 a.m. in the morning, and a couple of hours later, it was pretty obvious that our lives would change from that moment on. we had a lot more users, we had a lot more data, more downloads, more purchases, more everything. The growth in the upcoming months was around 600% in downloads and daily active users. We started noticing some things, which was, as the users got in, the retention went down, and then there were campaigns from the app stores, and retention would fluctuate, and we didn't really know what was happening. So we had large amounts of data from a lot of users, but then the questions that really mattered to us, we could not answer them. We had absolutely no idea how to answer complex questions. We could do those nice things, like comparing segments of users, but we could not go forward and do the next thing. So a month later, we entered the information age, and this was the big change of where Miniclip was in the dark ages to where it is now. So we created the game analytics team. And this was effectively the big revolution in terms of uses of data. So we, instead of having producers that were in charge of having those events made available and the graphics and so on and the centralized platform, now we would have an analytics team that had the mission of answering any mobile product-related question, okay? So we were not talking effectively. There were three changes. The first one was technical. We had mixed panel, and we changed to Omniata. This change allowed us to have these two things. These are the two main differences regarding what we were trying to achieve, which was the first is the integrated A-B test, so we did not depend on our own service. And what this brought was the ability of using, for instance, we could use the user segmentation to do the A-B testing. So we could test just for the United States, or we could test just for paying users. We could test for any segment that we could create, simply because the A-B testing platform was integrated within the service. The second one was customized data sets. Instead of having tables with metrics and dimensions, we could create our own tables with whatever dimensions we wanted from whatever events we wanted, which would allow us to do many, many, many more things, especially in terms of research and analysis. The second one was the domain expertise. Domain expertise in this case, in the case of the data age and before it, was mobile. Okay, we were talking about producers. In this case, I was a producer back then, taking care of the data and knowing about mobile from a product point of view. When we created the game analytics team, it changed. We wanted it to be data science oriented. This meant that our know-how, our fundamental know-how, our core knowledge should not be product. It should be the business, it should be mathematical, statistical, and also in terms of code, whatever that was that needed to get the job done. But the biggest difference, what made everything different, was that prior to this, people would simply ask for data sets. So they would say, can you give me the daily active users for 2014 or something like that. So they would just want, either they would have the graphics, or if they had a question, they would ask me for an Excel file, for instance, okay? Now, the biggest difference is that we start getting questions. And the reason for this is that in terms of technology, it's much, much harder for the business user to use complex data sets that have a lot of dimensions, and be able to infer something from it. Okay? And with this, we entered the science age. Science age is where we are now. It started in July 2014. It started when game analytics started to report to BI. So everyone that was related with data and with analysis served under the same umbrella, instead of having the consumer analysts in London and then the analyst here in Lisbon, we had everyone under the business intelligence umbrella. So this was a big evolution, not a revolution. So because we went from being a product focus to be a data focused in that product to be a data focused for everyone, anywhere with any data. And the differences start here. It was mobile, so now it's for all MiniClip. It was just Game Analytics team under mobile, and we went to have two more teams. The first one was the data science team under business intelligence, and also the data engineering team under business intelligence too. And finally, we were pretty much hooked on what we could do with Omniata and with these two teams and what we wanted to do with it. We became any data, anywhere. Okay, the reason why I went through these slides really, really fast was because now I'm going to show you a final graphic where you will be able to see the whole story, okay? And with that whole story, I will be able to tell you what the problems were, okay? And this is the important part, because every time that someone speaks with me about analytics, what I feel is that most developers are doing the same mistakes that I did, that we did. And I think that we should try to avoid that, okay? So this started here in November 2012. We just have product level reporting. We just had one person. And this is part-time, okay? The first key thing here is get analytics as quickly as possible, simply because this section here is the most difficult of all. It is the part where you don't know which KPIs to use. It's the part where you will think something, you look at the KPIs, and the KPIs will tell you something different. And you will feel hurt. You will feel that the problem is the data. The problem is not the data. You cannot argue with a number. Usually, the problem is our own set of assumptions, okay? So doing this as fast as possible will have this time period to be much, much shorter. It is the most painful time when building analytics. It's when we really have a lot of data, but we don't know how to use it. So as soon as you get into analytics, the sooner the better. Okay. The second part was that we started to do data analysis around here. So we were reactive. Remember, pool going free happened about here. So we started to do the data analysis part as a consequence of pool. This was not a really good thing. We should have made this decision before pool. We were reactive to pool. And the reason why we did that was we actually discussed it, having a team focused on data. But we took a long time to do it, and then we had to react to whatever the company was doing at that time. We should, without a doubt, now, a long time ago, I can look back and see that by that point in time, we should have had people that were taking care of data. So what happened here should have happened here, okay? This should have happened much, much sooner. How sooner? I'll give you a couple of ideas. Either when you start doing A-B tests or when you start doing user research. One of these two things. Because A-B tests are much more difficult than they look, and because doing analysis, and when I mean analysis is not looking at graphics and see if there's a separation, it's when things get a little bit trickier. So when we don't really see that separation, that obvious thing, okay? And an analyst can help you with that. And last but not least, we did, about here, we changed. And we started to have three people, which were the ones that were in the company. And then we hired one more, and then the data engineering, and then one more data analyst for my team. Look what happened. It simply started to rise. The offer that we could give to the company was much, much better. And this only happened here because the planning time from what we knew we wanted to do until where we could, in fact, do it takes a long, long time. Okay, so in here, the pain is that we don't know what to do. In here, the pain is that we know what to do, but we don't have the resources. So we must plan ahead. How ahead? In here, the issue was if we are doing A-B testing or if we are doing any kind of research, as we must get analysts, statisticians, something like that. They are going to help a lot. In here, the issue is just time. If you know that you will be doing this at some point in time, as soon as possible, start planning for it. And this means resourcing. It can be a lot of things. It can be people. It can be knowledge. It can be servers. It can be a lot of things. Okay. I went really fast through all of these slides because I want to be available to you to discuss whatever you want, because I hope that there are questions about how to start with analytics, how to use it in our games, how to go forward from there. Okay, so I'm all yours. Whatever you want to ask, I'm available for you. Okay. Okay, thank you.